And welcome to Chicago Maroons soccer, men's soccer, on our doubleheader here in Chicago, Illinois. Alongside Sergio Venegas, I'm Alex Reed here on today's call. The lineups have been announced, and both teams head to their respective huddles to make last-minute preparations for today's game. Now, this is a doubleheader today, and what I mean by doubleheader is that the University of Chicago, the Maroons, will be taking on Case Western Reserve Spartans, and that is a men's game. And then coming up right after that will be the Chicago Maroons women's team taking on, I believe it's Case Western Reserve as well, the women's side. So stay tuned with us today for a great action-packed day of soccer as the two teams come together. Now, Sergio, what do you want to see from this team? Obviously, you were talking about their formations before. What do you think that formation tells us about the game plan for today?
First of all, thank you for being with us, and it's a pleasure to broadcast with you, Alex. And the formation that the University of Chicago is going to be 4-2-3. That means the two defenders that is going to be running from the size to midfield, and it got more and more offensive. So we're jumping right away on the actions and explain later what is the other formation for the Spartans.
All right, so the ball starts off. Case Western Reserve wins the tip. And that'll be Calvin Boyle with the deep kick to the far side around midfield. And University of Chicago takes that one right back. Great defensive work there from the Maroons as the ball works its way to Hill Bonin over to Josh Schofield. And Schofield keeps possession, tries to go for Adeosun, but that ball is played up and just about out of bounds as the ball will go out of play as Schofield was trying to get it. It looks like they'll give the ball on a foul.
There was a foul, yes, over there. And let me explain. The Spartans put in more pressure because the formation is 4-4-2, that they're going to put two blocks, two lines to pressure. You can see now is how it's taking the pressure over the University of Chicago. And I like the uniform from the University of Chicago. It looks like the Bayern Munich away team.
Yeah.
And the other side is just like the United Kingdom selection, a national team.
Yes, if you can't see.
Or maybe Tottenham.
Yeah, it does look like the Hotspurs. But the Chicago Maroons are donning their gray. It's very, very cool uniform. It's a gray and red, almost maroon color uniform with white numbers and maroon trim on those numbers, so it's a really cool jersey. And then the Spartans are donning their all-white jerseys with, I believe that's navy blue letters and navy blue pants, along with navy blue trim as well, as Hill Bonin delivers a deep ball forward, looking for Max Lopez, but taken away pretty well by the Spartans and played up to Adeosun. Looks like that'll be a foul.
Elbow.
On
they
the
use
Spartans.
The elbow.
Yeah, I believe that's Darmstadter with the foul called on there, so it'll be a free kick for the Spartans.
So far, the Spartans has two fouls, putting a lot of pressure, and is it that you meant Lopez? Lopez is the main heart of the offensive of the University of Chicago, so let's see how it becomes. All the balls going over to him to get an offensive time.
Well, you know, it's funny because actually Max Lopez didn't score in their last game. A couple of goals from Matthew Coe. Great offense from the entire Maroons team. But Matthew Coe, very near a hat trick. He got a goal on a penalty kick, and then he scored a beautiful runner to the left. So what a great game from Matthew Coe. And in the last game, I believe that was Carnegie Mellon, so the Tartans got a foul called on them, and ended up being a double yellow, so the Tartans were playing a man down for the last almost 20 minutes or so. So good game from the Maroons in the last game against the Tartans, 3-0, big response, and they need to have another good game here today to get themselves back after that loss to Emory College. And that ball will be played out of bounds. Kick deep there. savvy play there by the defense. So we have a throw-in deep inside the Spartans' territory. Who do you like in this situation?
Well, what I like is the University of Chicago is taking control and going deep inside to centers. And just for tell you something, do you know who is Andres Iniesta or Xavi?
No.
Okay, those players used to play. They're still playing some Iniesta with the Barcelona. They don't score a lot, but out of the heart of them, they make a lot of passes like Lopez. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you don't need to score a lot of goals to be like the heart of the team, like Lopez could be.
Yeah, that's fantantastic insight, and I'm sure you're a huge Barcelona fan donning your all Barcelona look here today.
Yeah, it's cold outside. It's cold. But yeah, yes indeed.
Oh, there you
go. And I speak a little Catalan, so.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. There you go. So it'll be a throw in for the Maroons here and headed away by the Spartans.
Ooh.
Little scrum for the ball as the ball works its way deeper into Maroon territory. And it looks like that'll be a corner kick, I believe, for the Spartans. So a good opportunity for them to try to establish themselves here with 40-10 left to go here.
Okay, let me tell you something. You see, this guy is the right kicker. So he's going to put some effect inside the box. So giving the advantage to the goalkeeper if they're going with the fist. And
that ball's headed away, but a great shot deflected away by the back line. And a nice play from Adeosun to force the foul on the Spartans. I believe that is...
I don't know if it's an offside because I couldn't see the flag rising up.
Oh, I believe that was a foul. Looked like it was on... that's 23. He just now turned his back, so I believe that's Zachary Senft for the Spartans with the foul on that play.
Yeah, he's Senft, number 23.
So that ball's taken away by Schofield, works its way into the middle of the field. And that'll be a deep ball, but nobody home. Believe that's Holquist was the closest guy on the near side, but they'll just play that one back to Calvin Boyle, the goal minder for the Spartans. As Schofield's going for the ball, taken away by a great back check from Holquist, and that one works its way to Abedian. Abedian works it far side, kicks the ball deep for Adeosun, and Adeosun will tap that ball over to the far side, and that ball played in, well headed away by the Spartans. So the Spartans look to counterattack here on the Maroon Broadcast Network. Great runner for the Spartans. Believe that's Bessel on that run.
You saw that center? They center in the purpose that the player is coming from the Spartan from behind, trying to reach them and take an advantage. And I like the way that they're performing. Bonning as a goalkeeper is good with the feet. And oh my God. That is complicated by number 17, how to stop that.
Yeah, Adeosun has a really good skill set. It's almost, he does a lot of fancy footwork and really good fundamental player. As the ball works its way back into the middle, and it was intended for Adeosun there in the middle, and that ball played back by Rademacher. And he'll just tap that one to Boyle in the net. So he'll kick that one deep, deep across territory. Headed away skillfully by Sam Drablos. That'll be played back. So that one will go too far. So it will go for a Maroons throw-in. 36:56 left to go here in the first half. 0-0 is your score if you're just joining us on the Maroon Broadcast Network. It's a kind of a chilly day here in Chicago. Ooh. First time it's really felt like fall as the Maroons are now countering, and a nice ball into the middle. And that looks like it's Abedian in the middle. And, oh, Holquist He was looking for a centering pass there, but nobody was home. It was a great run into the middle of the box by Abedian, but no dice as the Spartans really compressed the box.
You know, I see Alex is like I told you, like the heart, so he could receive the ball back from the shoot, and then they give you the chances to give him the chip and the pass correctly. And they got a first
kick. Oh, it just tipped off, but Adeelson's got the ball, and he kicks that one in.
It's offside.
Oh, they raised the flag, so that one will be offside. Almost a goal there. A fantastic shot hit off the post, and then the ball ricocheted back into Adeelson's hands, but it was just offside on that play.
You see the effect. They put it all the way down to that shot, like 15 yards, and it's amazing the effect. They ball get it and just touches the post, and I like that.
Absolutely. It was a fantastic shot here from the Maroons and a great scoring chance here so far. So I'm really impressed. 35-27 left to go here in the first half, and a fantastic scoring chance. Mark that one down on your stat sheets, as that will go as a fantastic scoring chance.
But they prove it, the goaltender from the other team. And let me tell you one thing. On these conditions, the ball becomes like a hard rock, and that kind of shot is amazing, even for that distance, and that's supposed to be doing testing the goalkeeper in a few minutes.
And what a beautiful run into the box, and it was a great center. It looks like that was another offside, but another fantastic chance brewing there. Matthew Coe got into the box, and he did such a good job at attacking that back line of the Spartans.
Actually, they touched the crossbar of the Y of the football field. So there is why they raise the flag. Like, it's out. Mm. There is why they do that. But so far, University of Chicago is 2-0 opportunities of goal. They are knocking so hard to open this score.
Well, and Boyle has definitely been tested in net so far a couple times. He had to make a really, really good save against Abedian. So the ball works its way to the far side here on Amos Alonzo Stag Field. It's a beautiful field here. Football field kind of, you know, turned out to work for a soccer field. Can't play on any grass today because of the rain. As that's Holquist with a great pass into the box, and Adeelson did a fantastic job of getting the ball, but well played by the Spartan defenders. And there's a lot of contact as Capitosto is trying to make the play. So Schofield will kick it back to Capitosto. And that ball in for Adeelson, and Adeelson played that one in deep, but that one will just roll back to Boyle, and Boyle will kick that one deep into Maroon territory. Sam Drablos on that side to play it, and it looks like he fell over, so they got a great run into the box, and what a great save there from Bill Bonin, not taking any chances.
Actually, Drablos got a foul because they used the arm to push them and take it away. So for me, it was not calling for the ref. But anyway, it ends happily because Bonin just dived it and stopped that opportunity. So far, I like the performance of the University of Chicago because they have a good balance between defense and offense. In the midfield, the transition is so smooth. So, Alex, I think it's going to be an interesting game.
Absolutely. I really agree. And this should be a good challenge for the Maroons as they play this one over to Josh Schofield. And Schofield plays that one to Holquist. And Deo Adeelson was tackled hard. No call on that play as it was a good slide tackle ruled out. And Sam Drablos with a lot of contact, he'll play that one out just to let the Maroons recover on their side of the field.
That's going to be an interesting matchup between Drablos and Balog. They have two, and Drablos is winning 2 of 2 so far. But it's going to be so physical.
Absolutely. Well, and the funny part is they're letting a lot of contact go. They let a couple potential fouls go. There were a lot of contact on both plays from Drablos and potentially one as the slide tackle came in on Adeelson. So a couple of physical plays that they've let go here early on. And
I know what you're saying, but you start needing calling that kind of situation because in some point the physical becomes so hard that you can get an injury. And you out in the turf is not the best one.
And that's a nice play in by the Spartans, but a little bit too far out of any good shot. I believe that was, is that Connor Weber out there? Or Christian Little? No, that's Zachary Senft for the Spartans. A lot of 20s out there, so it'll be a fun game of guess and check as Hillbonen boots that one high and far and headed off by Abedian. And this is a great run into the box by Coe, and Coe's right there. Oh, what a great save by Calvin Boyle.
I like Boyle. You see, he do two stops and closes the angle, put it both hands instead of receiving the shot straight to their palm. And they about to start the first goal from the University of Chicago. And it's still knocking. It's like four attempts so far, so clearly for the University of Chicago.
What a beautiful play there from Matthew Coe, delivering that into the box. And a poor clear attempt by the Spartans. But that ball will work its way over to Schofield. And Schofield delivers a ball into the box. But nothing doing on that play as the Spartans hold that one back. So they'll just slow that down. Looks like he wanted to go to Boyle, but Matthew Coe will slide and kick that one away for a Rademacher throw-in. 30 minutes just about here on the Maroon Broadcast Network. Alex Reed along with Sergio Venegas.
Yes.
My brilliant color commentator.
Oh, thank you very much for that one. I couldn't say better. But let me tell you one thing. See, the wind could be an factor because now it's not wind at all. But in the warming, you see how the balls could stop it when they flow away from left to right. And that could be an issue because for the University of the Spartans, they were defending from right to left.
Yeah, it could play a factor. This is a gusting wind, too. So it's hard to predict a gusting wind. So it might play a factor. We'll just have to see as the game goes. That'll be a... It looked like almost a handball there that they let go from Andre Abedian, but play will continue on. Played back by Holquist to Schofield, and Schofield continues to hold the ball as a couple Spartans run into it, unexpectedly almost. And that play from Holquist all the way over to Matthew Coe, and Matthew Coe's got it on the far side of the field. He drives into the box. Great centering pass there from Coe, and oh, terrible. That was a rough shot there from Lopez. I believe that was Lopez.
Yeah, it could be. Well, you see how many people is inside the box? That is so complicated for the team to try to score for that reason. Many people in the box is so complicated to get a clear shot. So you need to do something fantastic to score it. And so far, Boyle is showing some skills with the hands so far.
Absolutely. And here's the thing. You would have liked to see Lopez maybe put that down and dribble a couple times and look for a couple more options rather than really heave a shot at that direction off of his other foot. Ooh. off of his weak foot there. You would have liked to see him put that down possibly, but that'll go for a shot. And Schofield over to Isaiah Holquist and Deo Adeosun. That ball played far side there to Matthew Coe, and Matthew Coe shows some skill. Shoots the ball off, ricocheted by the Spartans, so it'll work its way back to Stacy Ryman, the solid defender for the Chicago Maroons, as that ball goes off of the Spartans, so it'll be a throw-in.
But you see the Spartans putting two blocks. Sometimes it comes one block. That is six players making a line, so it's so complicated getting to for defensive of the Maroons, and now see the pressure and launches to the other side to see how they react, the defenders, because you can see the Maroons have four players in the back, but they become only two, and two are just a little more further to recover the ball so much easier. I like that, but you're risking the defense because you kind of got a breakaway, and it's complicated.
Well, I'm sure that then for the Maroons, you'd want to attack on the counterattack, right? When all the team is up and you can move your forwards, Lopez and Co. and company up across in the counterattack, that would be a great chance to break that defense when that defense comes back. As that ball comes over to Schofield and played up for Isaiah Holquist, but not close enough to make a play on it. So the ball will go back to Christian Little, and Little play it back to Boyle, and Little will get the ball once again, and he'll play it deep, but played very well by Drablos. So Adeosun is in the vicinity, as well as Obedian, but the Spartans recover, and that deep ball in, but saved by Hillbonen, and he throws that one out, looking to attack quickly, throws that one out to Isaiah Holquist, who boots that one very softly over to Josh Schofield. Played over to Drablos. Playing a little bit of catch. Almost Bayern Munich passing style here. as they very skillfully get it to Matthew Coe. And Coe dribbles a couple times and plays a beautiful runner there for Scott Lick. And it just too far for Scott Lick. You really like that idea, though. Really fine passing.
Yeah, but, you know, the turf is... Now you see the difference between if you're playing on grass, the ball will be a little more slow. So give you the advantage or the facility to get that, reach them, and then maybe center to the box. In that kind of turf, you don't see, but it's like a little curve for when there rain, the water goes to the sides.
Oh, and a good shot there. I believe that's Andre Obedian with the boot there. And I believe he just did miss the post. So good shot from Obedian. It was a tough shot. I mean, it's a little far out. You'd like to see them possibly work the ball in further, but it's definitely hard to break this defense for the Spartans when they have so many guys flooding the box.
And you see now the Spartans playing short. I like that because you're controlling the ball, and then you have all the possession, like splitting the ball. If you're splitting the ball when you put like kick book like that, you're splitting the ball, and you know how it's going to bounce it. And they lose the ball. Now the Maroons recovery. That is good for the Maroons. But if I was a coach, I'd say, let's play short. Play it safe. You have the position. Make it run. Make it get an effort and get tired in the first half.
So you feel like this is kind of a safe strategy for the Spartans trying to not lose. I kind of like the Maroons because they're playing pretty well all the way around as Adeosun gets knocked over. No call, though, as Schofield gets the running pass, and Schofield surveys his options, pops it up to Holquist. Isaiah Holquist over to Max Lopez, and Adeosun with a runner into the box for Matthew Coe, and Matthew Coe slows it down just a smidge, and he puts the ball up, and ooh, another fine shot off his left foot there.
I like that dribble, but I think he must be doing too much steps instead of shooting the first one, because there is why the ball going wide. If they do it with the first step, they have the advantage because the defender doesn't know what he's going to do. Or you dribble inside, another dribble, or maybe a bicycle. But that shot, it was close. Still knocking so hard the door to open this one. And once again now, the Spartans is splitting the ball, and the pressure from the Maroons is so hard in the midfield that it's easy to recover it. See?
Do you feel like he second-guessed himself after that first shot? He felt like he was a little bit too far out on that first shot, and he wanted to dribble in a little bit further and doubted himself just a little bit on that, since that first shot was so far off.
The issue is so complicated getting to two lines because you see how tight is the defenders. So you must be so accurate. Or Murph's showing so really skills, and he wants to do it an action that maybe changed this game, that the shot could do that.
They are really playing far back. I mean, there's not a single player from the Spartans on the Maroon side of the field, and they're about 5 to 6 yards off of midfield, so they're really playing compressed at the back end.
But, there is an injury over there, and that
looks like
not injury, maybe a twisting on of ankle is limping, but I'm going to explain why they're doing that. You can see now the Maroons, they put it 4 players right here in the midfield. Now they're going back to doing one line of four. So the formation from the Spartan is 4-4-2, only 2 strikers. So there is why you see why they don't have many players, because you've been splitting the field and make you tired if you run so far. And now the Maroons is doing the purple way, open side by side, making the Spartans run. Look, so there must be advantage lines, but the position is still with the Maroons, and they're playing so well. See, they're making the effort, almost get it. And the pressure giving some results for the Spartans.
Looks like Alex Bessel there. He was the player who went down, and he's back into it. And oh my goodness, Hillbonen. I'd imagine that he took a shoe right into the gut. That is painful.
Actually, it was a clearly opportunity for the Spartans. Unfortunately for the goalkeeper, Bonin got the worst part because he used the ball against the chest and receiving all the impact on the chest. So I'm assuming he's out of breath. So that is why he's in four points. See, the number three is requesting like trouble, saying, oh, you could be about that. They've been telling you. They must be start calling that kind of situations. In some point, you got an injury, and that is red lights. I don't see the goalkeeper from the University of Maroons is taking warming up if they need to change it. I don't think it's going to happen.
I mean, it just kicked in the gut. That just kind of takes the breath out of you.
Yeah, but that hurts.
It hurts, no doubt.
With this weather, like I told you, the ball becomes like a hard rock. Mm-hmm. So imagine that. At the mass and the strength of the offensive guy that tried to score, and you are seeing like two trains smashing against together. It's so hard for Bonning that's already recovering, but bravely, I like that.
Yes, it's good to see Hill Bonin is back into the game and or is staying into the game after that tough hit, and that'll be a foul on the Spartans. So the Maroons hopefully getting themselves into a position, if you are a Maroons fan. 21-22 left to go here in the first half. 0-0 still your score on the Maroon Broadcast Network. Malik Reed alongside Sergio Venegas.
So now you see the ball is stopped like 5 yards, 4 yards from midfield. And you can see Harvey aligned over there. And it's going to send to the penalty kick.
Yeah, it looks like six guys are on that back
line. And
that
comes a breakaway. Try to get in bad position, the defense. But you see the Maroons is making a good defense. Oh, when you call it something good, they make a mistake.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is it.
And Sam Drablos tried to slide and get that one away. And a nice ball into the box, but smart play. I believe that was Stacy Ryman, just to kick that one away over to the side. And that'll be a throw-in, but that was a fine chance there from the Spartans. And once again, facilitated by Alex Bessel. He has been so, so good out there.
That diagonal calls a killing diagonal because you don't know where it's going to go. And they have the chances to the forward to score easily. Looking for the University of Chicago, the defenders coming back, do the transition perfectly, on time, and avoid the first goal from the Spartans. They put a lot of pressure so far in these moments.
Yeah, all of their offense so far has been facilitated mostly by Alex Bessel and Darmstadter as Hill Bonin slides. I think he was safe on that play. I can't tell, but I'm pretty sure he was safe.
He tried to avoid the corner kick. That is why he dived like that. But that's what I don't like this turf. You can burn if you don't know how to dive like that instead of the grass that is so much gentle with your body and even for the foot.
And even more so when it's wet out.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's going to start raining because this weather reminds me like, I don't know, maybe Wembley.
Yeah,
the state of Wembley. So it's so complicated to play in that kind of facilities. That means that it's not used. You have the grass, beautiful grass feel over there. That you should be playing over there, but...
Well, I mean, you don't want to chew up that beautiful turf, having it, especially in the wet, where everything's soggy, sod, and muddy, and all of a sudden you can really burn up the field. So I like the idea of having them play on the turf where, you know, you're not really going to burn up the turf just because it's turf. It's meant to take a lot of hits, you know?
And sometimes this kind of turf get you more injury on your knees, on your meniscus, or twisting your ankles because the boots get stuck instead of that one. The grass just fell down completely with your boots, and you have less injuries. And now another fault on number 21.
Christian Little on the defensive.
On Lopez?
That was a foul on Lopez. Christian Little is the man down for the Spartans. Looks like he twisted his left ankle just a smidge. So.
And they take it away the boot out. That is why they start taking so much time to cover this one. And now see the transition from the Spartans. They put it at least, six players or five players on the line number 25. And the Maroons is making offside line. This is a risky one. If you make a mistake, somebody gets behind. It's going to be an easy way, at least four against the goalkeeper. So let's see how they perform.
They must trust their defense. I mean, that back line, and they're also looking to be able to strike and get a counterattack to try to break down this Spartans team. And if you feel like if you can do that, then you can get a couple of good chances from the counterattack. So,
and you can see some, I think the number 22 is outside, but they
good to see Christian Little back into the game, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Nice little play there by the Spartans. Well played by Sam Drablos, though, just to get his hand on, or just to get his foot on it. Kicked away by, great play, defensive play from Scott Lick there, just to clear the ball all the way down past midfield. So it'll be a throw-in for the Spartans.
I like that because they relieve all the pressure, send the ball cross all the way half, and then they have chances to reunion and see. Relieve the pressure, and now they have the possession. I like that. I like the performance so far from the University of Chicago. The Maroons is playing so well so far.
So a header off of, looks like that was Max Lopez who headed that one away, and they got a breakout. That's Alex Bessel once again. Looks like it'll clip off of him, go for a goal kick for Hillbonen, but. Definitely, Alex Bessel has been a kind of a fireball and a spark for this offense for the Spartans. Him and Darmstadter as well.
I will say a headache. It's a headache because, look, now they change the formations. They have two, another two, and a line of four. Mm. So they put another four players in the block in midfield, and the Maroons must be doing some changes to transform that defensive into an offensive opportunity.
So Isaiah Holquist will go back to get that one and deliver a deep boot in there for Max Lopez. And Max Lopez just kicks that one high into the sky. And smart play from Nathan Ekberg just to clear that one out of the way and resolve any danger at the moment. So Schofield with the throw-in to Max Lopez. Ooh. And Max Lopez taken down. No call on that play. Play resumes. Josh Schofield with the ball deep on the deep inside the Spartan territory on the near side. So Schofield will throw it again as it went off of Rademacher. The ball works its way back to Schofield, and Schofield goes for the kick, and good play from Capitosto. Fine play there, and another throw-in. That one will be by Isaiah Holquist, and a nice play in there from Max Lopez and Schofield over to Isaiah Holquist, and looks like that'll be an offside call as the flag was up from the far side line judge. So 15-18 left to go here in the first half. 0-0 is still your score. Alex Reed alongside Sergio Venegas, my soccer insider for today.
So far, what I see is going to be one game from the Maroons and the Spartans just taking or waiting for one mistake of the Maroons. Mm. And you can see in the bench, there is a guy warming up. So we got a, I don't know, in 5 minutes, we got a first substitution, I think. I'm guessing because I see it's getting warm. Oh, my God. How?
Well, then. You talk about a bareback substitution. That's a bareback substitution.
But it's going to be check-in number 14 for the Maroons.
That'll be a foul on Max Lopez. Just a little bit too much contact with the leg going for the ball, though. So no discipline will be required.
Nate Johnson waiting for check-in. Let's see who is going to check out. But so far, you see now the Spartans is moving to the domain of the territory of the Maroons. And it's going to be sending far away.
And that one headed away skillfully by Schofield.
This is it.
And there's a good breakout there, and Adeosun has got some running room. He pops that one up for Max Lopez just a bit too far out of the way, and Lopez takes a big head bounce on the head, and he smacks his head down on the turf, and he's back up quick. But my goodness, he took quite a smack to the back of the head there from the turf as he fell over on that slide attempt to try to retain possession, but wasn't a very good ball forward from Lopez. And Lopez who put it forward. And the Spartans are on a quick counterattack here. Great play. Fantastic slide tackle from Nick Capitosto. Beautiful play there, and a nice header there from Schofield, and Adeosun just plays that one forward, and a smart kick out just by Schofield. So we will have a couple substitutions for the Maroons here with 13 minutes left to go in the first half for you here at the University of Chicago.
Renato Corhi, but let me tell you something. We see two defensive plays consecutive, one from the Spartans, another from the Maroons, and now so far the pressure from the Spartans over the Maroons is so tight, putting a lot of pressure, and they got a breakaway. It's gonna three
nice
against two
breakaway from Matthew Coe, and Coe is still going, and he works it around a couple of defenders. Beautiful ball handling skills there, and Adeosun has the ball, and that one's booted away. Holquist will retain possession. Oh, back over to Matthew Coe, and Coe delivers a deep one into the box, headed away skillfully by the back line. And another play up for grabs. Scott Lick is over there on that side to check, but that ball will go out of bounds. And it'll be a throw-in for the Maroons. Got a couple of substitutions now. Nate Johnson and Renato Corgi are in, taking out Josh Schofield and Adeosun.
Now, you can see the flag. Now, the wind is blowing from right, no, to left to right, but now it's stopping. I don't see the wind is going to be a factor. No, it started blowing again. So, it's going against the Maroon, so it's pointless to start shooting because the ball is going to be stopping with the shot. And now, here comes the Spartan with the pressure recovering in midfield, and it's going to launch his number nine, right? It's always.
Yeah. Yeah, Alex Bessel has played quite a good game here so far, really causing a headache for the back line. And, just over the post there, delivered a deep ball from the Spartans. So Hillbonen will have a goal kick, but, a little bit of a headache there for the Maroons as Hillbonen lines up to boot that one away deep.
See, now the Maroons is going to split the ball, not relieving the pressure. If you're playing short, you have the possession, and you don't need to do this. And see how the ball is stopping for the windy blow. And now the Spartans is putting a lot of pressure, and here it goes.
And again, a beautiful ball up from Max Lopez. And Isaiah Holquist with the ball, and he's still got the ball. He centers one into the box for Max Lopez. That one goes off of Max Lopez. So Holquist will recover. Back over to Nate Johnson, and Nate Johnson will play one into the box. Over to Max Lopez, and Lopez will run the ball down, kick it back to his back line. Pop that one up for Capitasto. And Capitasto is still on the move. Over to Matthew Coe. Matthew Coe, deep inside Spartan territory, will deliver that one over to Max Lopez. Back over to Matthew Coe. And Matthew Coe will skillfully keep the ball, deliver one into the box, and just missed the head of, I believe that was Max Lopez, and then a shot from Nate Johnson just outside of that near crossbar. So a break for Boyle as that shot was missed, and a header just not quite enough off of Max Lopez, but a couple of good opportunities there from the Maroons.
But you see Max Lopez barely touched the ball. If there's somebody communicate, say, I'm behind, they got to clearly hit it, and maybe we're calling the first goal. 10 minutes remaining, 9 minutes, 33 seconds remaining, still no goals. Everybody says this is a boring game. No, that means it's been a work. Why? Because the midfield is a lot of traffic over there, and the University of Chicago has a lot of chances. Unfortunately for Dan, the goalkeeper, or goaltender, I'm going to call you, Boyle, stopped all the possibilities for the Maroons so far.
So that ball will work its way back out of bounds. Nearest Maroon is Scott Lick, and a couple more substitutions coming in.
Tommy Tenuta.
Yeah, Tommy Tenuta for one, and then Panos Volgaris for the other. Coming out is Isaiah Holquist. Give him a nice quick breath, and I believe that's Matthew Coe coming out as well. So a lot of the offense coming out so far for the Maroons, and a couple of really good players coming off the bench. And I really like the name Volgaris, don't you?
Yeah, and watch, the first ball he touched almost get results to getting the pass in the middle of the box. And now you can see the Maroons is putting a lot more pressure on the side of the Spartans. Let's see how they relief.
They've got some fresh bodies out there. Yeah. That'll help really push the Spartans close is the Spartans really haven't put anybody into the game yet. They're still on their original 11.
Yeah.
So a nice ball into the middle. Works its way over to, I believe that's Renato Corgi. Delivers that one to Nate Johnson. And Johnson touches the ball around and into the box. And a nice touch pass there from Max Lopez trying to get the rest of his team involved. And Capitasto will deliver the ball over to Scott Lick. And Scott Lick will keep it inbounds. And a nice ball in, but kicked away skillfully by the Spartans. 7:47 left to go here in this first half. No score still. That play will go back to Sam Drablos.
You know what happened? You see a line of six players. You know how you break that? With a shot. Amazing shot over the line. And then you must be forcing somebody go out and break that line. Oh, my God.
So a potentially dangerous play as Michael Ballack didn't realize that Drablos was really the last line of defense for the Maroons. And Max Lopez, skillful job just to keep the ball, deliver that one all the way over to the far, far side. So deliver a deep ball in, but nobody was home. That was Tommy Tenuta on that far side. Kind of tough to see that far, but get the numbers as soon as we can for you.
And you can see in the midfield, the flag is down. But in the other one, the American flag is just blowing so hard. That means the wind is against the Maroons. And here comes a breakaway.
And a nice breakaway. And once again, Alex Bessel. And Bessel delivers the ball into the box. Deflected off of, looks like that was Sam Drablos who it deflected off of. So it will be a corner kick for the Spartans with 6.5 minutes left to go. A good chance and a couple of substitutions for the Spartans. Number 25, Seldon Magruder. And number 12, Josh Wargo into
Michael
the game for
Ballack. Number 13.
Yeah, it looks like Michael Ballack will be out of the game, and number 28, Connor Weber, will come out of the game as well for the Spartans. So a couple of fresh bodies in there for the Spartans, and a good chance, too, with a corner kick coming up.
It's the second corner kick of the Spartans, and you see it's a power play over there. Mm. Look. Woo!
Fine play, fine header just to get the ball out of the box, and a fine slide tackle there from Renato Corgi, and the Maroons will just clear that ball, played back in deep, headed away, all the way back to the middle of the field. And that ball played in deep. Scott Lick is the closest one, but that cross, I don't know if that was an intended cross or he was shooting for the goal. It looked like he was shooting for the goal. I believe that was number 23, Zachary Senft, with the shot.
It was a shot, but that was the perfect option, bad performance, but it's still knocking. There is a response from the Spartans. So far, I'm going to see how the Maroons respond with that because I've seen when they attack from one side from the Maroons, here comes immediately the response from the Spartans. So I want to see if they have the same situation for the Maroons, and now they have a lot of pressure from the Spartans over the Maroons.
The ball was played up for Max Lopez, but it'll just wind up going back to the goalie, Boyle. So Boyle will play that one deep, not leaving the Spartan side. So the ball jostles around between teams. Step up there from Johnson, and a fine play there, too, just to alleviate some pressure. As that ball played in, Drablos will just head that one away with 4.5 minutes left to go here on the Maroons Broadcasting Network.
You know what I do? I will change my formation to get a diamond in the midfield to put in more pressure and helping the defenders, because now the Spartans taking a lot of pressure and there is miscommunication. Nobody says from behind. Mm. They're coming for you. And now the transition from the Maroons to defense to offense is not too smooth like there was in the beginning of the game.
Mm. So Capitasto will play it back and over to Nate Johnson. And Johnson will play that up for, looks like, Vulgaris running out on that left side. And he delivers one into the box and slowed down there over to Tenuta. But Tenuta just could not get any real handle on that ball. Capitasto will play it up, and looks like that'll be a foul.
Yeah, it was. And this is a huge opportunity because the ball is just in the middle. So if you have a lefty shooter or right shooter, you can put it on the angle. On the other game, in the other play, they take 1 second, and he can control correctly the ball, and that is why they steal the ball and clear away. But this is a good opportunity. It's like 22 yards, and number six is going to take him over that one. He's a righty, so they put it four players. And if you see, the goalkeeper is nearest to the left side. So if they put it over the barrier, it's going to be impossible. If they dive, this is going to be the first one.
And that ball in from Capitasto, it ends up going over to Renato Corgi, but Corgi will play that one. That'll end up out of play. So it'll be another goal kick for Boyle.
I was expecting more for that play. Believe me.
2:46 left to go here in this first half. Nothing, nothing. Still your score. Not for lack of trying, though. Plenty of shots. Couple of great goaltending plays from Hill Bonin and Calvin Boyle from both sides. Good goaltending typically leads to low-scoring games, so a nice play. Over to the far side around midfield. And that'll be a Chicago Maroons throw-in.
I couldn't see who was the last to touch it. It was so complicated for the ref.
And that was nice a beautiful move. Ball in there from Lopez. Running out there is Tenuta. And back into Lopez. And Lopez will shoot the shot. And that one deflected. That one ricocheted. And probably lucky so. That might have gone over the head or over the goalpost. But tough deflection there. And Boyle with a great save.
What a lucky. This say a goalkeeper without luck is not a goalkeeper. And the shot was... remains amazing. They was stop it with some leg of the defender of the Spartans, and the rebound goes straight to the hands. So bad for the Maroons, but still putting so much trouble to the goalkeeper.
Yeah, the Spartans are looking to counterattack here with only a minute and a half left to go here in this first half. They're really looking to attack. They're now deep in Maroon territory, and looks like it'll be another throw-in, and they're gonna try for a deep throw-in here. He's running, you know, half the way down the field to go and toss that one in. Uh-oh. Nice header away from the back line just to clear that one out of the box. And a fine play there from Tenuta. And Tenuta still has the ball, delivers that one up to Renato Corgi. And Corgi will find Tenuta. And it's a fine pass from Corgi with a minute left to go. And that ball, it looks like that'll be offside on the Maroons to alleviate any pressure.
No, the ball goes out. The ball goes out from the line, but you see how the transition was so fast from offensive to defensive from the Spartans. I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
I was expecting that the Maroons have that advantage and got a breakaway, and suddenly they have five players waiting for the Maroon player. That is so fast.
Yeah, it was a quick turnaround from the Spartans. They did a really good job of recovering there as Johnson plays that one forward, looking for Panos Valgaris, and Valgaris.
That was a foul. They pushed with their arm. I don't know why the ref is not calling that.
Yeah.
And it's 12 seconds remaining on the first half.
10?
Well, you hear it.
And we've got just under 5 seconds here, and that'll do it for this first half as we are now. Time has expired in this first half. Nothing, nothing is your score between the Chicago Maroons and Case Western Reserve Spartans here at Amos Alonzo Stagg Field. A great first half. Very competitive. A couple of fantastic shots saved by both goalies respectively.
Yep.
They did a really good job. What do you want to see here going into the second half to make this a score game?
Okay, first of all, there is a play called locker room goal. So I hope in the first 5 minutes nobody from the Maroons received that goal, because you're coming outside from the breakaway from halftime. But I want to see instead of that the pressure from the Maroons and how they make the adjustments. I will change my formation for 4-3-2 to another formation so much offensively, because they are now the Spartans put a lot of pressure over you, so you must be doing something. The football is like a chess. You're moving some piece. You must be expecting for the reaction. It's like that. So far, let's see how it goes.
So we'll definitely look for those adjustments.
Yep.
Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll take you back to the second half action. But this has been the first half of the University of Chicago Maroons. Alex Reed along with Sergio Venegas. And we will be back to cover the second half here on the Maroons Broadcast Network.